Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Good morning, Amazing Grace. Good morning. Those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and wherever you find this message, I'm glad to see everybody's here today. And, you know, this morning I walked in prayer from home and in here. I got to tell you, I'm so high right now on the Lord, that is, on the Most Highest. We don't need no toxicity of any type. And right now, the feeling I have is just amazing. No worries, no stress, all peace. Thank you, God. And we give Him the glory always, okay? So, as we said, good morning already. And thank you, Lord, for this Sunday morning. I want to open up in prayer, first of all. And we'll go from there, okay? Heavenly Father, please bow your head for a moment and join me in this prayer. Father God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for letting us all be here rejoicing in your name with our brothers and sisters here, all those watching. I owe you the glory, Father. I'm just here to go ahead and provide the message you want me to deliver, Father, that this gets to all of us, to our hearers. Please give us open ears and open eyes for you, Father, and let this day be all for you, Father. We thank you. In Lord Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say amen. Amen. All right. So, the last time I was here, it's been a moment, September. I have all the notes right here. I have a book of a bunch of notes I take to get these messages out. And then I do it old school, so I just go ahead and make a final rough draft. But I was going through my notes, and I had to get another notepad. So, Thank you, wife, for giving me this new pad here, because I didn't need to run to the nearest store. So I left off last time with God's plan. God has a plan for all of us, and that we already know. I did share that, and pretty soon I'll bring that up again if you missed it last time. Otherwise, there is a plan. I just want to go ahead and bring up an example real quick first. So we are followers of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. So we know that. So I want you to think about this for a moment. I'm going to step aside of this this message, but give you a metaphor or a parable. So you own a business. That money, that profit's got to go and get delivered to the bank, right? And that's precious, because without that, then the business won't continue on and so on, and you'll be hurting financially there. So what do? You get the Loomis armor to come pick that up. Now, you notice they don't just show up and just send a boy and a bike. They send somebody fully armored with some weapons in case needed. You send a guard, in other words, okay, to collect that because it's precious. They go in, get the money, take it in the armored truck, they're gone. And we don't have to worry about that. So, leave that alone for a minute. Let's move on to the real message. At this moment, we have God's plan. We have His salvation. Okay? We're followers of Christ. We are sinners by nature. We repent every day. We follow the Word. We fellowship together. We have a golden ticket. We have the golden ticket. And I'm not talking about Willy Wonka. I'm talking about to get to heaven. That's important over anything. So we have the golden ticket here. One thing for sure, if it's a golden ticket, we need to guard that. We need to guard it. Because we have the enemy that wants to take us down. All the time, every day, every minute. We don't see him, right? His nature is just to come around roaring like a lion, trying to deceive us, bring us into the world of lust, of pleasures that are not pleasing God. Okay? So we got to come up with a defense for those that know sports. Okay? We have some people that know football, know boxing. I know a lot of guys do know. But my sister, just follow me on this one, please. Okay? So you got... Well, Sister Yolanda, you're pretty savvy at boxing some point. I know you've been training here and there. But and what good is the offense if you can't defend? Right? You know, fall, get knocked out. So this is our defense right here. We're going to go over a defense tactic. Because right now we're at a war. It's called a spiritual war. Spiritual warfare, that is. Okay? So this is where we're going to go ahead and talk about it. And know the defense of it too. Because if we have that golden ticket, we want to make sure we get there. It's not just for the day. And then tomorrow, you know, we let our guard down. Because we can fall into temptation very easily. It's our nature. It's our flesh. Okay? Right now we're in the temple. Okay? This is our vessel for the moment. This vessel's getting not younger, I'll tell you. So this is for everybody as well. The golden ticket is for everyone. It don't matter who you are. That I said in God's plan earlier. Or should I say in September. Okay? It doesn't matter if you're young, old, handsome, whatever, rich, poor, in the streets, locked up, homie, successful, wealthy. It doesn't matter. This golden ticket is for everybody. Okay? So, now, most of the time I'm reading on my notes. I'm not reading on my notes right now. I'm new at giving the message out, but thank you, God, Holy Spirit, please guide me on this today. Okay, so let's go back to the notes here. I gotta say I love our fellowship. I'm very grateful for everybody. Okay, I did the recap already with everybody, but for now, if you guys have a Bible, we're gonna move on to Jeremiah 29:11. Okay, it is important right here, and I'll do the breakdown from there. If you don't have a Bible, no problem. I'm going to read the scripture regardless. Okay, but I'll give you that time and moment. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not evil, to give future and hope." I want to read it one more time. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give future and hope." That's a big deal right there. This is what his thoughts are right now. Not just yesterday or maybe an hour ago. He wants us. He wants to love us. He wants to see us... he wants us to join him in the kingdom. He wants to give us peace, not tremble and fear every single day, every single moment. Oh, the bills. Oh, I got to cross the street. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? I don't have this, or we don't have food. He doesn't want us. He wants us to have peace. And that's how I opened up this morning. I feel so much peace right now. Mm-hmm. That I'm so high on God right now. Yes, thank you, God, for that. Yes. And just to break it down with this here, another reason why we fall into temptation is because we feel a void inside. When you have a void inside, we're just looking for something to fulfill it, something earthly here. And in most cases, that may be a temporary thing. It's not a long life thing. It's temporary. You know, I got this little baggie here. Oh, we got this. Hey, we got this drink. Hey, we have this party with a bunch of females that want to hang out. Or that's from the world. But when you got God in here, in this, in your soul, in your heart, you love Him. Nothing else matters to that.
That's right.
I've gone through that right there. I've been attacked by Satan, and I'll go over that in a moment. But overall, when you're attacked, you just feel like empty, darkness. What's your point of life? But no. When he fills that void, nothing matters after that.
That's right.
Not even the troubles that come later on tomorrow. Nothing. It's just the best. It's protection. The best. So anyhow, so let's get back into the notes. Now that we understand this plan, today's message is staying in the plan, as I addressed. Spiritual warfare is the message today. So it's game time, and today we're playing defense, okay? So in this case, let's say you're saved, you're in the Word right now, and this is the thing, this is the attack right here that I want you to look for. Old habits and lifestyles begin to resurface, okay? And as Christians, we have turned our life to the Lord. We've been baptized. We made significant changes in our life. That's only the beginning, not the end. Okay? Now, I'm going to be going back and forth with Scripture because we back it up with the truth. And the truth is here.
Amen.
All right? And about the truth here, this is the best manual I've ever owned. I own many electrical manuals, automotive manuals, college books. This one right here tells you how to go through life easier than anything. Although we're like into our own ways. Oh, I got this. I do it this way. No, that way. All those are just wrong turns. This one right here is the best.
That's right.
I love this book. So let's get to the truth right now. Amen. Thank you, God. So Ephesians 6:12. Okay, let's jump on now right now. Allow me to get there too. Ephesians 6:12 gives you time to get into it there. I bookmarked it so I can get to the word at ease. All right, here's 6:12. And I'm ready to start here. So Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places. All right. For we do not wrestle against the flesh. I want to break that down. That right there means we're not fighting amongst each other, our brothers and sisters, even if they're believers or not. We're not here genuinely to fight my neighbor, my coworkers that, you know, sometimes are a little difficult, but I still got to give them patience and long suffering. We're not here to fight against other neighborhoods. We're not here for that. Why are we doing this for it? Where's the trophy behind it? There's none. There's none. So we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. That's right there is the devil, the one that wants to take you and me down. Okay? So that's what we're against. We're not against each other. We're against the evil one. And that's truth right there. So that we all know, sometimes we do stumble against each other and then realize that's not the person we're against. We're a team. We're a family. Okay, so yeah, just on my notes here, the phrase "we wrestle not against the flesh blood" means that the struggle in life is not against other people but against spiritual forces. Okay, these spiritual forces of evil are not going to let you go like that either. You know, if you're saved, you're in the Word, you're here at church, you're hearing a good message, you know, you're understanding, the devil doesn't rest either. He wants to bring you down with him because he's going to go down. He's going to go down in that lake of fire and burn for eternity. Okay? For eternity. So, everybody know what this is, right?
Yep.
All right? Don't get me wrong. I'm not here for doing something wrong. But I want to give an example with this, though. Okay? We're going to call money the pleasures of the world. Okay? I don't have a whole lot of money for the example, but let's pretend I have it. Okay? So, my brother Eddie, I'll pick you. If I were to call you up here and tell you, hey, I'll give you $100 if for 5 minutes you put your palm over that, would you do it? How about for 1,000? How about for 10 minutes? 10 minutes, I'll give you $1 billion and jump in that oven at 400 degrees. Just 10 minutes, man. Come on, you'll be a billionaire. It's not worth it, huh? Okay? Because this is where Satan's going to be at. Right there. Not for 10 minutes either. Not for 10 minutes. That's forever. Is it worth? Is it worth it? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I tell myself that every single day. I stumble. I'm in a spiritual warfare too. Okay? And we all are. Moving on from the lighter, because that wasn't in the notes. Now we understand Satan's mission. He's going to fight and bring you down. Okay? He's going to bring you back. Examples. Friends from the past are going to try to come back into your life, trying to draw you backwards. Then soon we'll get you to fall back into old sinful habits. Now, we have some of those friends. I've had many of those friends. I have some of those friends that I decided I don't need to reach out to them. Have I ever talked to those friends in regards of the word? Yes. Many times. It's their choice at the end of the day. I'm just a messenger. I can't bring them and pull them by their ear.
That's right.
Okay, I can't. But I'm trying to plant the seed, though, in them. Some receive it. However, they're a little bit stuck still. No problem. We don't condemn them. We want them here. But some we just got to go ahead and move away from. Okay? I call this temptations right there. All right? A test to leave everything godly for the pleasures of the world. That's what we're doing. I want to jump back on 13:1-9. Okay? If you have the Bible, you could turn there. I'm going to turn there too. It takes me a moment. Pretty soon we'll get into the PowerPoint where we have it up here. But for now, we'll just go ahead and read through the word together, okay? Matthew 13:1-9. I want to read this long verses right here because they mean a lot. So here we go. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got unto a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. Number 6. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But the others fell on good grounds and yielded crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, so on this right here, the significance of this parable here is that Jesus tells us this represents those who hear the word, receive the word, but cares of his word, of this world. Let me start over again. I stumbled. Okay, Jesus tells us this represents those who hear the word, receive the word, but cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. You understand how we just talked about the thorns that choke out the seeds that are trying to grow? Well, that's what this world is too, is deceitfulness, riches choke the word of Christ. We can't be good seeds when we're mixed in with bad weeds, okay? We can't. We have to fellowship. We have to stay strong as in unity and community here together as believers in Christ so that we don't get choked out, okay? Here's some bullet points that we have here. Be vigilant in your surroundings. That's for sure. You don't want to fall into temptations. That's pretty easy. We already fall into temptation as it is by nature. So why should we just go in and not watch ourselves and our surroundings and make sure that we stay in the Word, we stay following, and do what we can for God Almighty? Okay? Number two here, we stay plugged into the Bible, led by a godly community. We have the Bible here. Our pastor preaches from the Bible. He doesn't make up the laws here. We're following God's laws every single day. Okay, we need to be wise when it comes to those who surround us. Again, that's bad too. You know, we have some people we love so much, but they're stuck into their old ways. We can't be stuck into our old ways and forfeit our golden ticket to the kingdom. We can't do that. We have to guard it by all means necessary, okay? All right. And here's another form of an attack. I'm giving a couple examples of attacks because when I say we're in a spiritual warfare, we're not like at an example, like we're not a Lord of the Rings and we're battling demons out with swords and we're in some castles. No, this is a whole different form of attack. Okay, so another form of an attack here is when you find yourself being isolated. And that I got to talk about. This is a trap by the enemy to try and get you isolated and alone. Okay, when we become weak, we become vulnerable, should I say. We're stronger together. Okay, I'm going to turn to the book of Matthew, and then I'll speak on something personal here. Matthew 18:20, and it's just around the corner from where we're looking at our scripture a moment ago. Thank you, God, for all these wonderful bookmarks He gave me. So, 18:20 we have. For where two or three are gathered together in My name, I am there in the midst of them. That's very important. There's more than one here today. Okay? So in His name, He's here right now.
Yes.
Okay? So, I want to say there's been some stumbles in my life, like I mentioned earlier. Many, many stumbles. You know, I've never walked a perfect straight line in my life, nor have I met someone who has. There was some time ago before I met my wife, Mary Lee, before I met Pastor Fee, I had known my brother here, Jose, already for some time, but I've encountered a lot of things that really brought me down in life. And I stepped away from the Word. I stepped away from God. I was at home, closed up, darkened, curtains, everything. Didn't talk to no one. I was astray from my family. My daughter for the moment too. From neighbors, everybody. I would just have the TV on, and it wasn't a good place. That was an attack that was going on. I felt depressed. I've never felt depressed in my life or knew what depression was until I endured it for almost 3 years. It was bad. You know, it's the worst thing you can do yourself. By nature, yeah. Well, some of us men right here, we want to handle it on our own. It's our nature to go ahead and try to be strong, but it's not the right way of defeating the enemy. We can't do that alone. We need God involved with this because He's the one who can remove any darkness going on. That was Satan's plan, though, to go ahead and have me isolated, as I just mentioned a moment ago. With that right there, I was going to church no more. Some things that I wasn't agreeing with in life. I was attacked. How did I bounce back out of that? You know, sometimes I do thank God for social media. Social media is not all just bad, although majority is of the world. But slowly by little, I started seeing scriptures, and I agree with them. And I came across a scripture that made me open the curtains. It made me go get cleaned up, starting from a haircut and groomed and stepped outside, started doing more activity. But no, devil, not this time. You're not. We're here today. And I'm glad, and I thank God Almighty that I'm not in that darkness no more. 3 years is too long.
Amen.
That hurt? No way. In Jesus' name. I rebuked them in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Definitely.
That's right.
Okay. So if we're going through some circumstance, brothers and sisters, please don't stray away. Reach out to anybody. I'm always open to a phone call. Our pastor is. Our sister Yolanda is. Pastor Art, Eddie, all you brothers. Let's become available for each other. Because sometimes we don't know what we're going through. And don't just go to for advice for anybody who's not in community with you know, a Bible-led church as well. Because I can't take advice from the homie over there that's really hitting the bong or something. I can't do that. What? That's not going to serve me wrong. I'm only going to fall into sitting next to the couch with him all day. No good. No good. That's not godly. I'm just saying, reach out to someone in your church, in your community here. Okay? You don't want to tell a tell bear either that goes tells your business but really doesn't benefit you with any kind of help as well. Okay? So we're not designed to walk this earth alone. We need each other to survive and to succeed. We need each other as believers in Christ for encouragement, to fellowship, to maintain a godly community. Okay? Another, I've just got a couple of form of attacks here, because there's probably trillions. I don't have them all here. But I'm just giving you examples, at least the common ones that we see every single day. Okay? Another form of attack, prayer becomes more difficult than usual. There will be times we just don't feel like praying or connecting with God. Well, yeah, that does happen. It does happen. Our prayers feel dry or powerless. However, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying at all. Okay? It's an attack when you just stop, get tired. Tomorrow may not be here. We all know that. The enemy doesn't want you to reach out to the Lord. In this type of season, we should fight harder, fast, and pray. I'm trying my hard to fast. I mean, obviously, I'm not, you know, I'm a big dude. I try to fast, too. I try my best. But we need to turn on defense mode by keeping our spiritual eyes and ears attuned to these signs. Okay? Don't stop. We got more to live for here. Okay? How many of you brothers and sisters here are saved, been baptized? Raise your hand, please.
In the name of Jesus.
All right. Amen to that. And for those that didn't raise their hand, we don't condemn you. I don't condemn you. I welcome you all for baptism, because that's the golden ticket. Nobody pointing fingers. In this church, we don't point fingers at all. Nobody's better than nobody. We're in this together. We are the body of Christ. Okay? I used to be the guy that wanted baptism, but I, you know, or in times I would, but then I couldn't reach out to the proper, you know, brother or sister for the baptism. Not until I met our pastor here, you know, and when he said, "Hey, you want to get baptized?" I'm on board. That's the best day of my life, the beginning of my life, should I say. Okay, the old me. It's gone. The new me wants to resist sin all day long. I battle it, and I'm here right now. Thank you, God Almighty. Okay. So here we go I want to go ahead and review the examples of attack we discussed. Number one was temptation, and that's always there. You know, we started off with that with Genesis from the beginning there, the apple, right? Or the fruit. Who knows what kind of fruit it was. Number two, isolation. We discussed that. I've been attacked like that in isolation. Because you know what? Sometimes we just don't want to talk to no one. We think we could tough it out. But in the long run, it's unhealthy. It is very unhealthy. Not only physically, spiritually too. Okay? On our third example, it's going to be despair, depression, discouragement. Kind of falls right behind isolation, if you ask me. So right now, I want to go ahead and jump into the 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. I like reading the word here, because this stuff I cannot make up. This is the truth. And I'm all for it. Thank you, God, for these wonderful books. Number one seller book in the world, right?
Amen.
Yes. So here we are. I'm at 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. And it goes like this. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. And we face that in life. I know that our youngsters nowadays, they do use that word oppressed, but let's go ahead and use it in a biblical term today. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. That says, that's the word of God right there.
Yeah.
Thank you. So right here, when Paul wrote a second letter to the church of Corinth, he had endured horrific events. And we all remember that. If we don't, let me share though. 3 shipwrecks. Imagine that. He survived a stoning. We're talking about throwing stones, not the other. Endured 5 lashes. 5 lashes. You know what 5 lashes are? With the big whip? Oh. Frequent imprisonments. You know, maybe not all of us have been locked up, but he wasn't locked up at George Bailey. That's too kind right there. Okay? And 3 beatings. I've endured a beating before, and I didn't like it. All these were enough for Paul to fall discouraged. In fact, many of us Christians would have fallen into despair. We may face battles and attacks in this world, but we can trust in our mighty God to be our shelter through it all. And that's why I read Corinthians 4:8-9. Okay. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. With God, won't happen. So, let's go with this here. How Christians engage in spiritual warfare. So, here's the instruction, because we're coming in through a soft landing right now. Okay. How Christians engage in spiritual warfare. Number 1, prayer. We must pray. Prayer is a crucial weapon for both defense and connecting with God for strength. All the time. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. It doesn't matter where you're at. I talk to God when I get out of my car and going to work into the building. You know, I try my best to do that every morning. Sometimes I even talk to him like maybe 5 times. Just sure, no one's by my side, but I know he's hearing me. Well, I'm working alone at work. So let's all pray, okay? That's number 1. Number 2. Yes, the armor of God. God has your armor. Remember we talked about the armor truck and the guy that walks in with, you know, he's all armored out. Well, he provides that for us. He just doesn't provide the truck though. Okay? The armor of God, Ephesians 6:10-18. Okay? Let me go ahead and jump on that one real quick. You know what? I wrote it down. I didn't bookmark it. But let me just read it out real quick. For the armor of God, bullet point here, the belt of truth, okay, is provided. The breastplate of righteousness is provided. Shoes of the gospel of peace, which is best right there. Peace is the best thing you could get too. A shield of faith. We're in the faith right now. The helmet of salvation. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God right here. This is your sword. Okay? The best manual I ever owned again. I can never stop saying that. So that's your armor of God right there. Number 3. Living a life of purity and righteousness. So with this right here, it's engaging in spiritual warfare. It includes purity over immorality. Patience over anger. Kindness over hostility. And you notice you know how we said patience over anger? How we started off with the scripture of we're against the flesh? Yeah, we're not. Patience over anger. Sometimes we just got to go ahead and take a little breather before we can engage with someone again. So it doesn't get out of hand. And that we already know. Number 4, taking thoughts captive. A key instruction is to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Turning negative thoughts into prayers of blessings. That right there, yeah, it's a constant battle. That's correct. And with that right there, it didn't say make actions with your thoughts, because otherwise we'd be hitting a lot of wrong roads if we do that. No, review what you're thinking first. And if that thinking is not in the right position, discard, talk to God. Give me better conscience here to talk, to do, to lead, to work, to get through my day. Okay. Number five, discernment. Discernment. It is important to discern between conviction from God and condemnation, and between temptations from the flesh, deception, or direct attacks. Number six, community and obedience. Seeking wisdom, understanding God's word, and participating in a healthy community are vital. Yes, they are. We got to stay together in this. Okay. Ultimately, engaging in spiritual warfare is about actively pursuing healing, obedience, and finding God. So we all have the golden ticket. Okay. Let's guard that. There's some basic instruction right here that God wanted me to provide this morning. Of course, there's a whole lot more. But at this time, let's absorb this for the moment, taking consideration that this is the game plan for defense. Okay? Without the defense, we're vulnerable. Okay? And this right here, this spiritual warfare, first time I ever heard this was from when I was working for a water company. I had this preacher. His name is Charlie. He's a preacher. He turned his life around. He's a veterano from Imperial Beach, and he turned away from that lifestyle. He told me all the things that he was doing before he surrendered to Christ. And he has such a tremendous story. However, one day he knew I love God. I wasn't so in depth with God like I am right now, in depth into his word. But he did tell me, hey, you know what, a lot of churches will talk about spiritual warfare. And I was just like, well, what does that mean? Spiritual warfare. And he started breaking it down, the defense tactic too. Pastor Fee does bring it up here in the church. He does a well job as well. A lot of churches do just, you know, we receive Christ and so on. We gospel, we worship, we fellowship. But the spiritual warfare talk is very important. We need a guard. So I'm glad for that brother. He's doing well. About to retire already. And my wife's met him. One time we were taking a bike ride. But yeah, that was the first time I heard about that. And that was back in 2019. So that's good right there. I want to go ahead and give this a bonus as I close up right now. And I want to go ahead and turn to 1 Peter 5:6. It's something you wanted me to go ahead and read this verse here. Peter 5:6. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. This right here explains everything I mentioned right now. Brothers and sisters, can I read that again? I love this passage here. I need to read that one more time, okay?
Read it again, bro.
Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Amen to that. I believe This is the message God sent me for, to speak to our brothers and sisters here in our church, and those who are watching here on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you might find this message. Please remember that 1 Peter 5:6. Okay, so let's continue on fellowshipping together, brothers and sisters. Eddie, thank you for being here. That's, you know, you're welcome here, your brother. Nikita, I hope this message serves you well too. My brothers and sisters, all of us here in our church. My sister Jennifer, also, all of us. Because we need this defense right here. Okay? And we should practice this every single day. For some reason, we become vulnerable. Let's make contact with each other. Let's stay together. Okay? I do want to announce this though. For my brothers and sisters who have not been baptized, that's the golden ticket. I want to leave you with that, okay? And we have a place to baptize our fellow brothers and sisters that want to receive Christ. There's no better time than as soon as possible, because that's your golden ticket out of here. I'm not living for here. I'm not living to have a nice lowrider at home, a beautiful, just, I love my wife though. I'm not going to say, I love my wife. I have to care for her, provide for her. But I'm talking about like any garments, anything I own out there, I don't live for the gold I have, silver, whatever, the money I have. I'm living for the magic that's going to happen up there with God Almighty in His kingdom. All right? Because all this right here is just earth. And up there, oh, I can only imagine how it's going to be like. Amen. Yes. So, we're going to go ahead and close this up. And if those who want to get baptized, think about baptized, want to talk about baptized, please don't shy away. I should have done this sooner. There's no embarrassment here. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy.
That's right.
No. That feeling is just a feeling. There's nobody's pointing at you and all that. No, we congratulate you. We want to see you here. We want to see you. We want to see you baptized and saved. Okay? And I mean that. I'm not here because of me. I'm here for God's glory. I'm here to go ahead and help. Actually, he's here to help. God's here helping me become a better fisherman. And I pray to God every day, please give me that gift so that we can go ahead and save more brothers and sisters here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a sinner. It doesn't matter if you're ex-convict. It don't matter who you are, what color skin, how much money you got, what car you came in. None of that matters. Just bring it, come here, get saved, and let's move on, okay? So, right now, thank you, God. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. So, right now, just want to go ahead and say thank you, Facebook. Thank you, YouTube, for joining us. And if you haven't received the Lord Jesus Christ, allow me to give you an opportunity. So everybody here, Amazing Grace, please pray this prayer by faith, and those watching as well. And bow your heads to this prayer and repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died on the cross for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. I believe on the third day you rose again to give me eternal life. I ask you, Lord Jesus, the God of all mercy, to forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God Almighty. Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Today. Thank you for letting us be here today.
Thank you.
The Bible says, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call." And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.